My whole time, my wife would
What
do
is
that.
it? I know it's the worst thing.
What do you say?
It's a mitzvah. It looks beautiful. That's what's nice. That the sari has a hole in it. That's what's nice. That's what's nice. It's a black and sari. That's what means you're a Jewish house. Well, you're a guy living facility. You're living. You're a yid. You go to the back of the house. It's like saying, I don't want to see the mezuzah. I want to see the mezuzah because it's home.
He's called you worse before.
You know? Anyway.
Rain, you get a good leak.
Hey, Shira Fush Lema. I'm a Yehuda's Bloom's kind of Rachel. It's very late. It's not 7 o'clock. What's the Ms. Mel's name? I forgot. I can't think of the other one. No. Who? Yeah. It's late. Real late. Anyway. So, we got to start. Something very interesting thing that I didn't mention yesterday. Very big sugya, a lot to talk about, both. And then the Gemara finishes off because it was at the end. The Gemara finishes off. He also koif rami luha yodei. If a monkey, what's a monkey? Why can't it be a Yisro? Because it has to be done by a kohen. Yisro, what monkey? Who brings a monkey in? So Netziv says punk faker. If it was a Yisro, then it would be kosher. Because he's Yisrael, he has the din that he put it into your hand. But a monkey is a problem. The other Achbarim say, no, for care. A Yisrael would be worse. Because Yisrael means being done not by a Kohen, by Yisrael, and that's worse. A monkey is neither. It just gets into your hand. Maybe that would be good. But my says, there is a sugya, a very big sugya here. That's what I talk about it on Sukkos, about Dalminim. Dalminim, if your hold is a din lekicha, right? You're supposed to take the lulav. What happens if you're holding the lulav? You're such a geschmack for the mitzvah. You're up already from 3 o'clock in the morning holding your lulav, and then it turns alois or nates, whenever you're supposed to, whenever the time is a shake, you have to do a new lekicha. Well, the fact that you're holding it and they shtel to the sugya, there's a ton of raid on this. The sugya just worth to mention because what could be more apropos? Unzer Gemara on this week when you're preparing your lulav.
You have reservations there?
Shkocha brothers?
Apropos.
Oh. A kid in my yeshiva is following Kipshutek. Next year I'll have him.
Maybe which I'll yeshiva? Don't take away the guy's little leagues.
Oh, don't worry, I'll pay.
The extra money.
Anyway, let's go. So we have, we're late, so that's why we're not going to go into it, but it's a very interesting subject. Right by the two dots. Okay. So what? So I'm Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Moedir Rav Shimon, by leches chatoiz apremius. Rav Shimon is the one that says that anything that is not necessary can't have a machshav apsula to it because you don't need it. Like halacha, you don't need. So he says, Moedir Rav Shimon by leches chatoiz apremius shemachshav apsula. Hel vachmoedir she'en yachavato. You can't get away with it because what's a chatoiz apremius? Primus, where's the mezbeach? Mezbeach of primus is over here, inside. This is a regular mezbeach. No, actually not. This bashad, everything comes together, full circle.
That's what those papers are all over
the
table.
Yeah.
I'm going to understand
the Rabbi's speech is the most interesting speech that he gave since I'm here. The most interesting Shabbos shul that he gave since I'm here.
Why didn't you tell us that beforehand?
I'm just telling you.
Why were you wondering about Hebrew?
It was about Doctorus. It was a very interesting Shuva. A very interesting Shuva Rasha. For sure, the most interesting one that's since I'm there.
Joshua or Shabbos Shuva Joshua?
Shabbos Shuva, everything. The whole thing.
How high you stand on the standards?
It fit very good. It was very good. I mean, everybody in the Shuva was up for it. It wasn't like it was like.
Should have warned us before.
Let me see. That's the shot.
Now you know for next year.
Yeah, anyway.
Not really. We tell the rabbi, we don't change things in the show.
Yeah. Well, it's
only for 12 minutes. I guess you have to lose some guy.
Who?
Honest.
Oh, that's it. That's what that guy. Anyway, fine. So Yadam is back. This is called, behind him is back, is called Tzofen. It's called that, it's part, it's a Tzofen. It's a Tzofen of the, you're allowed a Shecht over there. This is questionable area because it's also Tzofen, but it's removed. It's not right behind. Is it, what's called? This is called the Ulam. This white part is the Ulam. This is the Hechel. This is the Pesach Ulam, Pesach Hechel. Just the, you have to know the stuff. And then over here is called the rest of the Azar. So basically, when you go into it, when you have to bring in a carbon to the Katsa Pnimis, you have to walk it in. You can't shack in the Hechel. So you got to bring in, you got a shecht over here, and then walk the dam, and the emur and whatever else in there to the mizbech. Well, just the dam. Just the dam. You have to walk the dam. That halacha is a necessity. Because it's a necessity, you could have. You could have a makshav of psul on it because it's a necessity. So that's, and that's what I'm saying. My dear Shem, by law, that's a name is Shem Shav Beselzbu. You can't not do, you can't do without it. You have to bring that blood in. That's what I'm saying. In this case,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly what I'm saying. Even Rav Shimon, who holds
the Mishnah, law is not necessary because you can shech next to his back. That's only over here. But inside this one, you can't do that. So I think tomorrow. If Shimon says that if it's not Amizbeach Kitzan Keshlam, you're not chayev Mishum Pekel. So over here, you should not be mechayev any machshav of psula. No, he holds that Shloil Shema would pass the Kavachayim. Why? Well, my Shloil Shema and Shoch Shub Shlom. By Shalom, there's no such concept of Shalom Shema, only a Pesach and Chatos. Possible Chatos, Chutzah's manner is supposed to be Shalom, and then she gives it to Chatos. Now, we're not saying that it should make Pigle. It should just Possel. We're not saying it should make Pigle. It's just Possel. But Ashkan Chutzah's manner. What about Chutzah's Koimai? Minolan. So, when it says Chutzah's manner, I understand. You just have a, you have this Kabbal Chaimai. What about Chutzah's Koimai?
We only see that there's
never a chilek. So Rashi explains the reason why over here there would be a chilek. Rashi says the chutzim kamei nam shlom ksev u'menai gamin lechazok. We have shimon do loy gam menai elach tzaynos k'moysan menor the pasuk nimitz. Means this is all bat in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon that he does not learn it out from there. So how do you know that chutzim kamei? Well, what's it called? He has a kabbal chaimer now. We're saying so there's no without kabbal chaimer. How do you know it's not in part of the kabbal chaimer? So Gemara says. No, it's included. Why? Even chutzas manay, malchutz manay shen karis. Can't learn chutzas manay. Even shloim shma shkein nagu bama. Shloim shma is nagu bama. Shloim shma may noy. Zumar says shloim shma may noy. VePesach v'chatos, pesach chatz bama lekarbu. So mele, it's not nagu bama. So you want to say that's different because nagu bama? That's not true. Because no, there's no. Pesach and Chatos brought about a Bama. Bama was by a few Heter Bamas in Gilgal, there was a Heter Bama, and then Meshila, there was an Isser Bama, and then by Novi Givon, there was a Heter Bama, and once again, Rishlaim was also totally. But whatever these two times that there was a Heter Bamas, there was never Heter for it was only for Karban Yachid. It was only for something, the regular Karban, but not for Pesach and Chatos. So that's a hekish that we learn out chutz kaim chutz manoi, and even though chutz manoi is karis, Rashi says leprachinish can't karis that keshu. It's chutz kaim chutz manoi perik sheni. Later on we remarked it and ain mishim al hekish, even though it's a good kasha. That's what Rashi says. So that's the more you learn out, and that's good to go. Amar Rava, Emtim is Lomar Shimon Sava like a Bray. He holds like a son of a Lazar. The Amar. Bein Ulumun is Beach Tzofen. So if you hold like a son, very interesting Amara. So if you hold like a son, that from here till here is Tzofen. Here is for sure Tzofen. You can check over here, no problem. What about here? Over here, could you check? Not directly behind. Is that considered? So if you hold like him, that it isn't directly behind, then it's fine. So ein machshava ma'elas b'halachas katoyis apnimis. Then the machshava b'halacha b'katoyis apnimis is only elam pesach ulam v'lofnim. Because what happens is, if you hold that you could shecht right over here, means you could shecht right over here. You got to bring them down here. Machshava would only work if you do halacha from let's say.
Really
no, right now it's just move this and this, and the Gemara is really going to come. The end of the Gemara is going all the way through.
No, the position. Mandama holds that the mizbeach went over here, and Ruk took him. Ben olam lamizbeach is literal. Only the part in between.
What? Just this piece?
Yeah, because only half of it was into the tzofen part.
I think so. That's nice. Anyway, so basically, if you shecht over here, let's say you shecht the animal right over here. This halacha from here to here is nothing, because you could shecht right here. It's unnecessary halacha. You could shecht right over here. It's nothing. The halacha that's necessary is from here to here. So Gemara says, "Ela pesach ulam lufanim." So it must be. That halacha that we're talking about is from here, from this doorway. Then just let me sell like a Yehuda. Then I'm going to take Azara Mekadesh. The whole Azara is Mekadesh. So Ein Machshava Ma'el Ba'alecha Sidl Bezichin. What's Sidl Bezichin? Sidl Bezichin is basically a lechem upon him, and you had the spices on the lechem upon him. It's sort of like a mincha. When you burn the kaimetz, the Levina, all that stuff, then you're allowed to eat the mincha. It's the same thing with Lachapanam. They weren't allowed to touch Lachapanam until they brought the bezichin. The bezichin was like the and there's halacha. It's like a carbon. A mincha mimics a carbon just four steps, just in a different way. Different things. No blood. It's you know, there's Kabbalah, halacha, zrika, it's a matter of Lachapanam. Well, it's no zrika, by the way, whatever the mincha is, yeah. Yeah, so basically you can't eat lechem upon them. Rashi says, "Le'shimer lechem b'zichel lechem upon them." Shem atinus lechem gedam hamatis abosar. The chem is amatis shayim. But lechem spagel machshev is avodis abzichen. Hello, he matirin. Since these are all matirin, so you also have the same halacha of pigul by lechem upon them by the bzichen. So Gemara says, so again, if you have. Gemara is trying to figure out how is it possible to have Machshavas Pigul by Lachos. Now it's interesting. The Shulchan, the Chatz Apnimis, the Mizbeach had to stay where it was. It wasn't movable. The Shulchan, it theoretically, can move it to the entrance. It is a movable item. You can move it to the entrance. Mizbeach, you can't touch. So once you have to get
to be in the
maybe that's where it was, but I'm saying theoretically you could move the shulchan, but not the mizbeach pnimis. You can't move the mizbeach. I saw it this morning there somewhere. Yeah. Right. They used to lift it up to show it to people. Yeah, the shulchan was a movable item. It had a place.
Physically. He's talking about the stuff.
No.
It doesn't mean that the place of the shulchan could have been put somewhere else.
No. There was a place in the Torah that says where shulchan should be.
Right.
But it's halachically you're allowed to move it if you move it, it'll be kosher.
Of course, the mizbeach wasn't stationary either. It wasn't physically.
No, mizbeach was.
It wasn't physically not.
No, but you could not move it.
Right. It was hashkafically not moving.
Halachically. Luckily, if you move it, it's not good. Shulchan, you'll be able to move. Since you'll be able to move it, mail it. Just a good point. But anyway, the Gemara is not. Well, it's going to be very negative. The Gemara is going to say it in a minute. It's only negative. So Gemara is like this. Teich Hazara, Mekaj, Ein Mach Shalmel, Balach, Zizikhan. Elam a Pesach Hechel, Velochot. From Pesach Hechel, Velochot. Because from there, from Pesach Hechel, right, from here. Because the Ulam,
needs Velochot.
Needs Halacha, right? This is the Ulam, this white part of the Ulam. So from here to here, that's Halacha. And that's where you can have Machshavas Pesul. Vim Tzman Esavah Kedush Hechel, Ulam Chadahi. So, hey, Machshavah, I don't say, I'm a Pesach Ulam Velochot. Yeah. So you could bring the Shulchan all the way out till here. Till here. And basically, all you have is this. This is 5 amas. I think this was 5 amas before. Yeah. So Gemara says this entrance. I think this entrance was 5 hours. Nice. Okay, maybe I made it up.
It was each one was 5. I think each one was 2.5. Altogether was 5.
Altogether was 5? Okay. So Gemara says like this. So Elam Basgul, of course, this is not a Teicha Pesach Kelfinim. So Emach Shem Elz HaFil P'siya Achas. What? I actually have a model. I totally forgot to bring it. I have a good model.
You got what you said. You
totally forgot about it. I'll bring it in soon. So Gemara says, so now if you have this, 1 second, if you say, oh, so you can bring it all the way up to the doorway. So all you have is you shut this yada, into the summer lachos, so the regular shmai lachos, because all you do is stick your hand out, is nothing. Right.
By the way, you're right. You're a dinosaur friend, Greg. 3D.
Yes,
nice.
I have a thing from Ura. Ura gave it out 25 years ago. Yeah, Ura gave it out 25 years ago.
You have the gold one.
No.
Yes, you do.
You have the gold one.
I mean,
what gold one?
You have a big, massive, nice one that you use.
Bad. No,
also.
Not just the Mizbeh. Yeah, you need the Ulam and the Zor.
Yeah, so that's from Ura. I have seven of that also. Yeah.
But that's not going to come there. We need the Ulam and the Ulam.
Maybe what you borrowed.
No, I have it in my office. Yes, sir. I want to buy it.
Yeah, where's our mannequin? We don't have a mannequin this year from your sukkah friend.
Oh,
yeah, it's
nice.
He took it back to view for his display. You have only an old time, like in the old times, you wanted to show what a sukkah looks like. If you had mannequins, who needs to see it? He still has it, by the way. He still has it. He has a showroom. You're leaving Sunday, no?
During the rest of the rain training, yeah.
You're leaving this Sunday. You're not leaving? Oh, today. Oh, what are you doing?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Go on the moped. Okay.
How much are you charging?
I'm going to buy you. La Moire. He's doing it for free, as long as he's keeping it.
I'll
pay. Pay the expenses. It's
probably cheaper. I was going to, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
You already booked that, so yeah. You want to blow your leaves too?
Google is doing suckers?
Yeah.
Which guy? Schmoll?
Schmoll.
What about this Schmoll?
Good.
Last year, I used it 2 years ago. Last year, I was
300 bucks.
It's not cheap. Take
it down also?
No.
It's
150.
Really?
So
you think
you can charge?
Yeah. You can't reach the top of the board. You can only throw it to the bottom half.
His door looks like him.
If he took his one of 5 feet tall, he can't do it. I'm glad by you. Don't tell my guys. My guys will leave this week and work for the Jews if they know they can make that much money. I'm saying work by themselves. I'm gonna buy a lot of Moire. I'm gonna buy a lot of Moire. Interpreter. In the old days, they had interpreters. I just think that if you didn't make a hole in your siding, You don't have Sukkot. A Jewish house has a mark from a
mark from your mezuzah.
Okay. El Shreichel will screw right to the side. Okay. Tell him to call me. I don't know, goy, but you're not Jewish. I'm going to have Ayla Moir, you have Chizda. Boyimine, Chizda. Halacha, boom, he's starting in a minute, so we have to go. Boom, what time are you starting? Give me a few minutes. I'm going to have Ayla Moir, you have Chizda. Boyimine, Chizda. Halacha, bezohar, mao. So you have a halacha with a zar. Is a kosher. I'm like, Shera. Umirkum Sayani, we have a pasuk over here from over there. They stopped with the car pesach wasn't done, kalach or something. I didn't get the whole gist of the thing, but I called Mach and get a chance. Divrei Yamim. The Yishka Apostle, Yisrael Kam Yom, something by the Yishayo, something, they didn't do the carbon right, and then that year they did it right, and the Yishka Apostle, Yisrael Kam Zadam Yodam, Balvim Afshitam. And you see him Yodam, they took it from their hands, you see that halacha was good. Masra Shesh is Zor, Va'onam, V'shikur. Shikur is a guy who goes out of Mulodavanik, Shisu Yayin. Or Tosis learns knowledge. That Tosis learns they could be on other drugs also. Anybody that's high, not just wine, could be a ubamum the spritz, yeah. Ubamum the kabbalah, but ubamum that's a hinkade. Uba kabbalah uvaylacha bezrika apostle. So you see clearly that you are apostle. B'chein Yeshev, b'chein smile. B'chein Yeshev, b'chein smile. Yeshua is a guy sitting, can't get off the chair. Mechain smile. Tiyufta. Where is the crowd coming? I was thinking, had a pasuk. That pasuk from Yishka Abasa, the Rayam. The one that from the whatever. The one says, where is the crowd coming? The other mice, it's the one. They didn't do anything. They were just there as like, instead of a table, they were there. They didn't do anything. There's no halacha. Rashi says, the noitlam yada even azar mekaver letzav mech liber locha regular mishos yad elik it's the vazu shemanichik lealeo like a statue yeah. Rabbi Rav Yosef the Amit Ravayu by locha bazar machlekes it's machlekes why the b'shim rabbanon the b'shim and amar with the shechelat love by the so kshera bazar because you don't really need it the rabbanon tzula amay by mashchita by the shechelat love kshera bazar what are you talking about shechita something that you can't be involved you need it it's an evil necessity. I don't know, evil. Not evil necessity. I'm saying the wrong.
Unnecessary necessity.
Whatever, necessity. Sheshel Vatlo, whatever. Sheshel Vatlo, Sheshel Vatlo, Ksher Bazar. I'm a Sheshel Avoidi. She's not Avoidi. Valoy, Vamrav Zerum Rav, Sheshel Par Bazar Psula. Vamrav Alaza Vachuka Ksiba. He's clearly by Paraduma. Shiny Par, the country by the Kabayasi. No Shaykhis. The Muslims wouldn't know Shaykhis. Lav Kodachenu? Now, Hamsley, what's this? What's the shechita la'avoda? Rashi says, "Achshuva kol psulim al mida ha'avoda v'efshel vatal pasul bazar." We started early today. I'm sorry, Rav Chaim Michel. You're not in the WhatsApp group. You're not in the WhatsApp group. No, again, you have WhatsApp. You have WhatsApp. So I'm gonna put you on today because we put it on last night. Okay, I apologize. Okay, so Tosis learns a little different. Tosis says. The reason why Shechita is not considered, Taisa said that Shechita is different because Shechita, by every animal needs Shechita. Sai kachim, sai kulam. Means you go to the Butch Epstein's place in order to eat the meat, you got to do a Shechita. It has nothing to do with Avoida. Okay, fine. Well, no. But it's not a, no, the Gemara says it's not Avoida. Lava Avoida. What does the Gemara mean? The Akshma Kop Sulam Rash is having. I will meet the Hava Oida of Yer Shalat, the Apostle Zor. That's what Rash is learning. It's not a void of that, whatever, I don't know. It is one of the voids of the Al Sulam, but it's not a void of that Kosh Zor. So much of Lav Kolachin, nonsense Kolachin, Kotch Belik Vais Hava Oida, Kotch Belik Lav Oida, I'm a Shisha Bray Davidi, meet down my master to go and Lav Oida, you buy a Kuna, no. It's my name, I'm Raul, I'm Lazar, I look at Bazaar Psula, I feel the ocean, man. No, Lamaisa, he's learning it is possible. Even though it's Machshava is not possible. But Lamaisa is considered Avodah and it's possible as well. That's the Gemara coming down. We'll continue tomorrow. In Bible. What time is it? Because we're starting.
He's not waiting.
7 o'clock. It's a half hour sleeper, so we're a half hour earlier. Tomorrow we're starting at the. What time of sleep is tomorrow? 6:10? 6:10 tomorrow?
Six.
What time want to start? The thing is, why don't I start? 5:45? I'll try to do in a half hour. I'll try to do a half hour. Okay. You know, it's not for ego. The tail. The inner Magasa Anka doesn't get down to the, you know, pink it. I'm gonna call my was a gong king. Call my shame and deal in the talk. It means the tail grows a length of the hip. No, Maki at the bottom down. The tail grows a length of the hips. And if it doesn't grow, that means something wrong with the animal. So Gumara says where? Lays are for which part of the you know what? The orchids. I'm gonna say because well, from the back, it grows from the back.
It goes past that.
Yeah.
Past
the yeah. Okay, I think it's the Akash of Emza Yara. Layla Moon Shark to Afar, Absorb Lushan in the Man. Okay, we're up to moving along away. We're up to Dalit and hey, it may be a knock, but surely you saw dirt on the market. You should ask me to change. But I'm up. But I'm Kal Yumta, Yumta, Yoshishi. Even Kamishi, yes, sir. God goes down. You're like, look, I'm Yoshishi with Shalom. The boy Charles Yumta, so it's awesome. That'll be awesome. It's like Yumta, Eric. Kale's called a Yudi. A guy milked the cow. We shouldn't be so right, but that's been shiny. In Kalva Shaz, Yamishu Yamta Versuro, Yamishu Versuro, and Kalva and Mishu Yamta Versuro, and Mishu Yamishu 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 Yamishu